With Advanced Living, fun for your Saturday afternoon or early evening, depending upon where you're listening or tuning in on the internet. So glad to be back with you again this week with a special surprise guest that I'm thrilled to be introducing you to. And to get us started, I want to put forward that reminder of the prayer of our intention. As I pray each day, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. So that's what our intention is. We're doing it. We're doing it beautifully. I thank you for tuning in and getting some amazing, amazing information in previous programs. And today, oh, better than ever. And you know, when we're on target and we're giving you stuff that makes your life better, that doesn't take a lot of effort, what do we hear from you?
That was easy.
Yes, it was easy. And that's what we're going to do for you today to the max. There is a woman, Elaine Williams. If she has not been a name that you're familiar with before, it's okay. You're in for a treat, an enormous treat. This is a woman who is lived a full life, five children that are grown, a grandmother of 11, and in the midst of doing all of that, has done an amazing job of studying a whole range of holistic things. One of the areas today that we'll be bringing her on for is she's a certified Healing Codes coach, which if you don't understand what that is, that's okay. Have pencil and paper ready. You're going to want to be able to make some notes and make sure to get her phone number and email address. This is an enormously positive body of information. And in addition to that, her background in massage therapy, her background in feng shui, working with the whole range from infant massage to using energy techniques like the emotional freedom technique. Oh, there is just, when you get to look at her extensive background, I could read 10 or 15 minutes about all of this to you. And what I want to do is I want to conserve our time because her story is amazing. I mean, how many of us have said at one point in time in our lives or another, why me? That there's been so much and we just felt so set upon, so much to dig our way out of. How can we do it? And sometimes with the consciousness of society, of the of victim consciousness, who's the victim? Well, this, that, or the other. And one of the things that she's going to help us to bring forth is to step out of that victim consciousness and capture that power and self-responsibility and the tools to bring forth a full and enormously glorious healing in our lives. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I am so proud to introduce you to our guest today, Elaine Williams. Elaine, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. I'm so thrilled. Well, welcome aboard. And I want to get started. Would you begin by telling us, because I'd mentioned the healing codes, a little about your journey to the healing codes?
I'd love to. I was, when I was 9 years old, I had rheumatic fever, so I had major heart damage. When I was 37, I had a heart attack and died, and had a near-death experience, which really changed my life. That was 3 weeks after my brother had died. He was 36. He just dropped dead. He was out jogging, and he just dropped dead. We came from a very dysfunctional family. My mother was an alcoholic. She smoked and she drank when she was pregnant with all of us 9 children. So we didn't have a lot going for us physiologically. So it set us on a path that we really had to pick ourselves up. A couple of years later, my sister died of breast cancer at age 30. And a year after that, I got breast cancer. While she was going through her dying process, the doctors told her, "You have 6 months to live." And I said to her, "What do you want to do with that 6 months?" And she said, "I'd really like to live long enough to see my daughter's 9th birthday, but that's 10 months out." And I said, "So live." And she did, and she died a week after the birthday party, 10 months later. So when I got breast cancer the next year, I remembered asking her the week before she died, "If you had it to do over again, would you go through the chemotherapy and the radiation and all of this stuff, being a guinea pig basically, would you do it over again?" And she said, "Absolutely not." So when I got breast cancer the year later, and by the way, her doctor said to me, "You need to consider having both of your breasts removed, Elaine, because there's a 90% chance that you're going to have breast cancer because your sister has had it." And I said, "I don't think so. You're only giving me a 90% chance of not having breast cancer, and you're going to take 100% of my breast? That's not good enough." So I did get it. And when I got it, I said to my doctor, "We're not going to cut this out. Obviously, I'm doing something in my life that's creating this, and I need to back up and see what that is and heal myself." So I wrote my prescription, my treatment plan, and I gave it to him. And he said, "Elaine, you're a smart woman. I think you can do this." And what I did was I first had to do a lot of forgiveness work. I had to forgive my husband for not being what he said he was going to be. I had to forgive my parents, had to forgive myself. I also used a lot of holistic approaches. I used Reiki, energy work, a lot of antioxidants, and moved myself back away from a lot of mainstream activities. So in 3 months, I was able to go back to the doctor and tested, and it was gone. It was in my left breast, which is female side, and I knew that there was a lot of heartache, literally, and I had started learning a little bit about the body and that left side being female, and I started to put some of the pieces of the puzzle together. So then I move on down the road and was diagnosed with systemic lupus, and the doctor said, "Oh, this is so horrible. There's no cure for this. Your kidneys are failing. We're going to have to put you on kidney dialysis and your liver's shot, and you're going to be on steroids for the rest of your life." And I said, "You know what? Obviously, I'm doing something else in my life that I need to clean up. No amount of drugs is going to do anything but exacerbate the problem. And I don't believe God put us down here without the ability to heal ourselves. And I'm going to go find it. And if I don't, I certainly will die with more honor and dignity and a heck of a lot cheaper," remembering what my sister went through. And so I quit my corporate job in the Washington, D.C. area. I got out of that highly stressful environment of working for a big corporation, traveling 100 miles round trip every day and raising teenagers, and decided that I needed to change my life even more. and start drawing in and finding out who I was and what I was about and what I needed to do to clean up the different aspects of my life. Not that I was a bad person. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. But I knew that this body had a lot of issues. So I decided to go to massage school. So I traveled around the country by myself for 4.5 months looking for a new home and getting certified in body work. And by that time, my children had grown and left home. And my husband and I divorced. He decided that that was not what he wanted to do anymore after 29 years of marriage. But I said, I am not going to be a bitter old woman. There's too much of that anguish out there, and I chose not to go down that road. So I decided I'm going to learn about the body, and so I enrolled in massage school so that I could learn about the body and find out the things that I had never been taught, those basic concepts of how the body works and how we can manage it so that we can have more effectiveness. And so I have been taking lots of trainings. I'm always learning. I love learning. Since I had the heart attack and died at 37, I'm a much younger person at the chronological age of 59. And so what I decided that I needed to do, and after you have a near-death experience, you come back differently. And my mission since then was to help people to help themselves to create internal and external harmonious environments. And the first thing I had to do was be my own laboratory. And so that's what I've been. And that led me all the way up to the Healing Codes. The Healing Codes has been the fastest, easiest, most effective, and fun modality in my whole range of toolbox, all the modalities that I have in my toolbox. I have found that the Healing Codes have been the easiest and the most fun.
Wow, and you've worked with some that are like the Emotional Freedom Technique. There's some things that you do, Traeger work, that's a very profound and yet gentle form of body work. Coming from that background, hearing you put the Healing Codes in such a lofty position really says a lot to me. I'm curious, who developed these Healing Codes? Tell us more.
Dr. Alex Lloyd, he resides in Tennessee. He had a situation where his wife was plagued with depression. No matter what they did, no matter, what they tried, it just wasn't helping it. It was getting pretty bad, and he found himself on an airplane one day coming back home, and he had gotten a call from his wife, and he knew that she was in a pretty bad state. And he just prayed and prayed and said, I need help. And so he got, through inspiration, he got downloaded the Healing Codes. And so he took it home and he used it on his wife and had great success. And then he had a practice of working with, he's also a minister, had a practice of working with counseling and people that, in his own personal practice. So he started using it with them. And he found great success there. And then other people started saying, "You need to get this out there and tell people about this and let more people know about it." You know, with all the great healing tools that we've discovered, you got to get it out there. Once you've used it and you see success, you want to share it with people.
Oh,
yeah. And that's exactly what he did.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, I've had some personal experience, my beloved listeners, with this, so I can tell you from my own personal experience that the technique, in an overview, is simple to do. I call it a blessed laying on of hands that's been guided, as far as I can tell, by the Holy Spirit to Dr. Lloyd to be shared with us, and it's wonderful when when something can be so profound and so simple to do. Well, please go ahead and would you share more with us, Elaine?
Sure. One of the underlying ideas around the healing codes is that stress kills. The Centers for Disease Control and Stanford University Medical School and numerous other health experts have done research and come up with that over 95% of all physical and non-physical health problems have stress as the underlying cause. And so every time we have a health problem, we should be asking ourselves, what stress is causing this and how can I eliminate it? Which, when I go back to my journey, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I said, what is causing this? Not can I throw a chemical at it, but what is causing it? What is the stress? So when I found the healing codes, and I heard Dr. Lloyd on Mark Victor Hansen's Millionaire Protégé program one night, and I heard Dr. Lloyd talking about it, the energy of it, and the spirit just touched my heart, and I said, I've got to learn that. And so I called him up, and I said, where did you get this? And he said, from God. And I said, I believe you. I need to be trained in this. And so one of the most amazing things is that the first thing you learn with the healing codes is you have to work on unforgiveness. And so those destructive stress situations in our lives, whether they're immediate stress, you know, like worrying about your job or your relationships or your teenage kids, all of that has destructive internal ramifications. And not only the things that are going on presently in our life, but memories, traumas that we've experienced in our personal lives, and even generational issues that we've carried down through our DNA and through our genes. You know, what they say in the scriptures, sins of the fathers upon the heads of the children. How many times have we seen generations of the same sort of
family history of
exactly
this, that, or the other disease, the tumors or the cancers,
right,
or the
exactly
insanity or whatever.
And that's one of the neat things about the healing codes. We get down to the DNA. We get down to the cellular level of clearing out that trauma.
Is there a good website that people can learn more about this?
Absolutely. It's www.thehealingcodesplural.com.
Okay.
That's www.thehealingcodes.com.
Okay, good. Yeah, so make a note of that. And while we're making notes and people have their pens and papers and writing all that handy, how about contact information for you, Elaine?
Okay. You can contact me at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N, like Nancy, Elaine at momserve.com, like mother service.
Mm-hmm.
M like Mary, O M like Mary, S E R V like Victor, E.com. Elaine at momserve.com. And you can call me at 702-636-0506. I'm in Las Vegas.
Ah, okay. And one thing we know you're not gambling with anymore is your health.
Absolutely not.
And so, folks, that's one of the wonderful things. Well, Las Vegas is noted for gambling. And as you know, to support the wealth that's in Las Vegas, most people come out losers out of there. They get entertained and fleeced at the same time. It's a wonderful place if you're sheep with too much wool. But what we have there is someone like Elaine and some other spiritual people that are really shining lights in that desert of gambling evil. Forgive me for putting that out there, but that's my belief. The neat news is that she's easy to contact, and we're going to go on and share some more powerful, good information for you. So as we get back to a little bit more, go ahead and explain more as you got more involved with the healing codes, things that you discovered and working with them, all that good stuff.
Okay. One of the first things that I discovered was that those destructive images, those memories that I had of childhood abuse needed to be cleared up. I had worked on that for years, but it was like I didn't get down to that finite level where it needed to be cleared. And so when you work with the healing codes, the first thing you do is you have a prayer, and you are asking for whatever your issue is to be healed. And so you start with prayer, but actually first you start with identifying what your issue is. Say your issue is depression. There's so much depression out there now. So you would take that issue of depression and you would put that in your prayer request, and you would ask that all of the images and all of the destructive energy around that be cleared. And then there are some hand positions that we use in the healing codes. They are directed toward the four energy centers on the head. Dr. Lloyd was able to discover those energy centers. It's not the meridian system. It's not the chakra system. It's a different, these are different energy centers. So I've never seen them in any of the other trainings that I've had.
And you've done all this body work and probably looked into the acupuncture meridian system and all of that.
Right. It wasn't there in all the other trainings that I had. And so when I started using this, the hand positions, and that's, you'll be taught, on the website we have information on how you can get the training, the packages that will each individual person could help themselves. And we also have the coaching program, and that's why I'm a Healing Codes coach. Because I said, I want to be able to help people to do this. But anyway, you direct the energy from your fingertips, like little flashlights, to the different healing centers. And you also are able to focus on the things that you want to have happen in your life. One of the highest vibrations is love. Love, they've even done research on it, and where they've taken the frequency of love and shown how high that vibration is. And if your listeners would just take a moment and just think about a loving experience or a time in their life that they felt so loved and appreciated, what they would do by closing their eyes and just bringing up that memory, they would be able to feel that in their body. They would feel it out to their fingertips. They would recall the images. They would recall where they were, what they were doing, and that wonderful feeling of love and peace. Now, when you are doing the healing codes and you bring that into your physiology and you focus on that, that will shift the darkness and the heaviness and the negative energy right out of there, because the rule is in body work, where the attention goes is where the energy flows. So if you identify your issue and you focus this loving energy on it, it will shift it. And it will, the intensity, the negative intensity level will be diminished. What we do is we use a scale of 0 to 10, an intensity level. They call it a suds level in other arenas. But on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, you identify your issue and you do your healing codes, and your objective is to get it down to 0. And it's amazing the stories that we have of what shifts in people's lives when they do the codes.
So just a matter of some patterns of using our hands. So we can do it ourselves, or someone can do it for us.
You can even do it on your animals. This is fabulous work.
Okay.
I did it on my cat last week.
You did what?
I did it on my cat.
I had
made a roast and for company, and it had this mesh on it, and I put it in the trash. The cat got in the trash and ate it and started throwing up a day or so later, and I saw that some of the mesh was in what he threw up, and I said, oh, my goodness. And he started to heave and choke, and it was like he was having a hard time. He was in distress. He was having a stress attack, basically. And so I thought, well, I don't want to haul him off to the vet. What can I do? And I thought, oh, I'll do a healing coat on him. Within minutes, he stopped hacking, and he's been fine ever since.
Mm. Wow. Isn't that amazing, folks? Something so simple as a gentle laying on of hands using a divinely revealed technique that has only been with us now for, what, about 8 years? Or?
Alex has, it's been around about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
okay.
Uh-huh.
So
actually, he's had it out there about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. I mean, and we know from biblical times, hands-on healing has been going on, and yet this, from my experience, ladies and gentlemen out there, appears to be a revolutionary breakthrough of taking that idea of hands-on healing to an even more profound level, with some systematic patterns that can be used to deliberately take care of a vast number of issues by, as Elaine is sharing with you, addressing some foundational things such as forgiveness, and I guess there's some other key things to really put a foundation in place for lasting healing, aren't there?
Right. The first things we work on are the three inhibitors. You have to deal with the unforgiveness, then the harmful actions and unhealthy beliefs. Those are the three inhibitors. And then we have the nine core healing system virtues. Love, which I said has the highest vibration, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, self-control. Now, those are all pretty generic things which everybody needs in their lives, but it's like, how do you get it?
Mm.
And what you do is you move out that stress, and then you start to feel all that you need to feel. You feel more confident. You feel more energized.
Okay. And one quick thing, because we have such a range of listeners that have a variety of religious backgrounds, and some, you know, mention God, different things, and this, you know, as you mentioned, is something that Dr. Lloyd had received through his prayer to God. Yet these qualities that you bring up, these different virtues, to me, as far as I know, these would be in very ecumenical in nature that any religion could embrace. Would that be the case, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody needs these qualities in their lives. And in order to have them at the highest level, you release the stress that keeps you from having those. And with the healing codes, you have hand positions, codes, literal hand positions that you use in combinations, different combinations of hand positions that you use for those 12 issues.
And I think you were saying there are 4 different positions?
Right. There are 4 different healing centers on the head.
Healing centers on the head.
Right.
So so it's not like in acupuncture where there's several hundred different points on the body.
Right.
Wow, this may be too easy. I don't know if we should go into this more, folks. Can something this simple really work, Elaine? Come on.
Well, you know what? Something as simple as prayer works, but a lot of people have a hard time with that.
Yes.
Yeah, it is simple. And when we stop listening to the lies that we're being taught in our society and we say we are looking for truth, you will know it. Everybody comes into this life with inherent wisdom. That's one of the things that I teach my clients as a healing coach. Access your inherent wisdom and feel that confidence about who you are and where you came from and why you're here. And lots of things will start showing up in your life, like the healing codes.
Mm. Yeah. So that's wonderful. And I know you'd mentioned, of course, this factor of stress kills.
Right.
That stress unaddressed will lead to some form of distress, into some disease. And if we follow the allopathic method and buy into the pretext that we are a biochemical versus a spiritual or energy essence in the biochemical world, then it's the drugs and surgeries. Or the path that I'm hearing you mention is to look at ourselves more as created from energy, whether you call it spiritual, God, whatever, and that from that we can take an energetic approach to setting things in balance where they've gone out of balance. And this is an approach that's proven successful in Oriental medicine going back, 5,000 years or more?
Mm-hmm. Albert Einstein said, all matter is energy. Semyon Kerlian said, all living organisms emit an energy field. Just think about this for a moment. Your cell phone. You could be in Florida and call somebody in Alaska. In an instant, you've got reception. Why would you not be able to direct energy within your own body within an instant?
Well, I wasn't told I could do that.
Yep, that's exactly why.
Oh.
And that's not been our programming. Here's what I've realized. You go to kindergarten and you raise your hand and you say, teacher, I have to go to the bathroom. And teacher says, well, no, you don't. You have to wait until the big hand gets here and the little hand gets there. So you start negating what your body is telling you. We are programmed our whole life. Don't do this, don't do that, stay within this line. And what we feel we need to be doing, we can't because of the programming of society. And then we get down the road in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and things aren't working, and we say, wait a minute, something's not right here. And then we step back and we start listening to that little small voice that says, there's got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start getting it, is when you start listening and paying attention to that still small voice that tells you truth. Truth will help you to release that stress. And the like when I heard Dr. Lloyd on that call, I knew truth. I knew that energy of truth. And when I work with my clients, that's what I teach them. Listen to that inherent wisdom that will only tell you truth. You came in with it. Honor it.
It's and what does the truth
gift.
Do for us?
Pardon me?
And what does the truth do for us?
The truth will set you free.
Oh, my goodness. Is that fun or what? That's great. I had seen, and I'd like you to please share, the range of things that the healing codes have successfully worked on. Of course, you'd mentioned Dr. Lloyd's wife, seriously ill. I don't know if you'd mentioned Ben Johnson, Dr. Ben Johnson, I believe I got his name right, Holistic MD.
Right.
With Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's right.
And go ahead.
Lou Gehrig's disease is fatal, usually within 5 years. And Dr. Johnson is a medical doctor and had a cancer clinic in Atlanta, Georgia. And he describes it as, this is worse than cancer. And so he had various doctors test him to, you know, make sure that, okay, this is what he was really dealing with. And then he met Dr. Lloyd and did the healing codes, and within a short amount of time, you know, weeks, months, he was able to get rid of it. And he was such a believer, and he was alive now.
Yeah.
And so he said, you know what, I need to be able to work with you and do this. And so he connected with Dr. Lloyd, and they worked together on this.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that is fabulous, because how many people are dealing with some sort of, would you call it neurologically based condition? Or with the Lou Gehrig's?
Yes. That, well, neurological, psychological, physiological, all of the logicals and the illogicals.
The illogical.
Sorry.
That's perfect, folks. I told you you'd like her. Okay. Yes, exactly.
It does. It deals with the whole range, whatever it is. You know, if you're performance issues, it works with performance issues as well. You can increase your performance. One of the things I'm working on right now is a weight program, because I know that people are just suffering with that. And so I'm putting together a program called the Releasing the Burdens of Weight Using Energetic Approaches and Codes.
And I mean, how our country and a lot of the world, of course, obesity is one way to look at a weight problem, and certainly the billions of dollars that people are spending and unsuccessfully attempting to bring their body into balance and into a weight where they're healthy and feeling good. And from what you were sharing, there's even more to this. Get ready, folks, to hear another aspect of this program that I haven't heard from anyone else. Elaine, tell us that surprise portion.
Well, I have had a weight problem all my life, you know, with all of these other physiological, illogical issues that I've had to deal with. I'm at the point where, okay, it's time to figure out how to do this, because the body will prioritize its healing. And so I'm looking at the world blowing up, and I'm saying, whoa, wait a minute, something's going on here. So I pondered and I prayed about this, and I said, I'm going to put something together. I need some help. And so through inspiration, just like Dr. Lloyd had inspiration, I got this concept of weight, W-A-I-T, in relationship to the W-E-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that heaviness has a low vibration, a low frequency in our bodies. And so I thought, weight...
much more dense.
Yes, absolutely. So I started thinking about this. What weighs heavy on your mind? What have you been waiting for all your life? I had a client that I proposed this to the other day, and she's 74 years old, retired with her husband, and she says, you know, I'm having a weight problem. And I said, what have you been waiting for all your life? That triggered something in her that said, oh, my goodness, I've been waiting for my turn. Mm. I've been waiting on people, my children, my husband, you know, my friends, my church, everybody, putting myself aside, and I haven't been present for myself. I have not given myself the present, the gift, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of my own presence. And I thought, oh my, this is profound. So I put out there, what is weighing heavy on your heart? What is weighting you down? What is your heart waiting for? I look at myself with all this heart condition stuff, and I know that part of it was love. I need more love in my life. What does that do? Raises your vibration. How do you get it? You first start to learn how to love yourself. You stop believing those lies that you were told all your life. You're too this, you're too that, you're not enough this, you're not enough that. You know, you don't brush your teeth with the right toothpaste. All of those lies.
Yeah, a person may need to perform certain functions to excel at a career. That's one arena, but what about just being lovable and precious just because they exist?
Right. Exactly. And what happens is we listen to the lies that are out there, and we don't listen to that truth that's within us. And when you do the healing codes, that's what you're doing. You're displacing those lies. You're healing those lies, which a lot of times are traumatic, and you are replacing it with that love, that high vibration of love honor, and dignity.
Imagine that, folks. To be able to take, instead of having to bury issues or like standing on a spring to suppress things, and imagine if you were standing on a heavy spring, you could use your weight to keep it down, but that just takes all that effort to suppress things, and then that drains our energy. And now here's an opportunity to step into having needs and getting those needs met, and to break free of what has been a restriction in our life and causing us pain in one way or another, from denial or suppression or depression. Because when we suppress things long enough, we end up depressed, I would suspect, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. We depress that energy, and we keep ourselves in that low vibration. What I would recommend for the listeners is that they just take a deep breath in. This is the way I start my coaching calls. I have my clients take a deep breath in and exhale through their mouth. On the second breath in and on that second exhale, just relax that jaw. And then on another breath, with the exhale, relax the shoulders and the neck and get real quiet and ask yourself, what is it that is bothering me now? And that will come to you in an instant. That's your inherent wisdom giving you information. And so what you do is you write that down. What is bothering me now? I need to go apologize to my wife because I was rude to her today. If you will act on that truth, then you will be able to release that stress that creates that body anxiety that will end up creating a physiological issue like cancer or diabetes or whatever. But that's where you start. You start at that still small voice within you that gives you truth and gives you knowledge for what it is you need to be doing.
That's beautiful. And while you're feeling kind of peaceful out there, folks, I know I am. I hope a number of you are. Remember that we're listening to some words of wisdom and love from Elaine Williams, a Healing Codes coach that is there based in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she can be reached at 702-636-0506 or a wonderful email address. This is a cutie, I got to tell you. Elaine@momserve.com, MOMSERVE.com.
That came from my when I was a mobile mom nurturing consultant. Everybody needs nurturing. And my philosophy is the world needs good moms that know how to nurture. That's my greatest gift, is motherhood.
And when we can learn, whether we're a man or a woman, to receive that nurturing, my suggestion is to first receive it from the place that it's always being given, whatever you consider to be holy, some divine source, and then for each other to be able to share it with each other and into the healthy families and with the work with the healing codes. I'm guessing that can you accelerate these processes, because so many of us, myself, as we age, the list of things to fix is huge.
Here's what I do. I'm always into batch processing.
Okay.
What I recommend to my clients is make a list. Start with all those people that have hurt you in your life, and you can categorize them. Parents are their own category.
Okay.
Your love interest, your boyfriend, your spouse, you know, and then your children or family. your siblings, friends and associates, and then other situations, like people that have had major, major trauma, like people that have been raped or sexually molested or had psychological abuse or whatever, or accidents, physical accidents, physical injuries. You can categorize those. And you can look at those and start the unforgiveness process of, am I ready to let this go? Am I ready to bless those people, those situations in my life that have hurt me, but also have taught me and made me stronger? And when you get a yes on, am I ready to forgive, then you do. It's
okay.
Done.
So somewhere within these categories, someone getting coaching from you, if I'm hearing correctly, it's a gentle process. It's not about having to, you have to go on and take on the toughest thing. Maybe parents, maybe spouse, maybe children, that can often be that, or some traumatic circumstance, you know, war, some, you know, there's some huge injustice in your life. Wouldn't necessarily have to take on the biggest first off, would we?
No. You just tap into that inherent wisdom and say, what is it that I need to work on now, today, here and now?
Okay, so we get to be guided. And,
yes.
And then the wisdom of the body says we won't take on any task that's too big for us to handle in the moment.
Right.
Oh,
awareness.
That's
is
sneaky elegance, if I ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
See, here's the neat thing about healing coach. You don't have to dredge up a whole bunch of detail. You don't have to go through the trauma of it again. You find out when is the first time I felt this depression. Okay, let's take depression. Okay, you ask your body, you find out, okay, I'm depressed. You acknowledge, I'm depressed. Life is dull for me. I don't have any joy in life. I don't have any love in life. Okay, where am I feeling it in my body? Oh, I feel it in my chest area. Okay, that's the heart area. I feel it in my throat. Can't express myself. I feel it in my low back. I don't have the support I need in life. I'm feeling weighted over, so your shoulders are hunched forward and you are feeling logy and just down. And so, okay, you acknowledge that. Okay, that's, I know what I'm feeling depressed. Here's where I'm feeling it in my body. What am I going to do about it? I'm going to see, why am I depressed? So you ask your inherent wisdom, why am I depressed? Oh, well, I don't have a job, for one. That makes me depressed. Okay, I don't have a job. First, I have to deal with how I'm feeling about not having that job. What can I do about it? You've acknowledged it. Then one of the things that I use with my clients is mind mapping. What is the issue? Draw another line, make a circle, a little box or a circle. What's the next thought? You get to find out what's at the bottom of it. Why do I not have a job? Well, I didn't do well in the job that I did before, and I got fired. So why did I get fired? Well, I wasn't paying good enough attention. Why? Because I had too much going on in my life at home, too much stress at home. You start to mind map. Now, one of the things, you can do it like that, or you can get right to the core of it. Okay, what do I need to do right here and now? And you listen, and you'll be told. And then you have to take action, because action is about choosing. That is a powerful gift that we've been given, that gift of choice. That's why we're here on the planet, because we made a choice to be here. And when you make that choice, you can make other choices that will bring you up out of that depression and help you to move forward. One of the things as a massage therapist and a body worker is stand up, put your shoulders back, look up. You can't be depressed if you're looking up. That's one thing. That's an immediate thing that you can do to help yourself. Change your state. Go take a shower. Go take a walk. Get out in the sunshine. Take that first step. Come back. Call up and get the healing codes.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sitting here going, it feels to me like we're just beginning to explain some of this to people. I mean, could you easily spend another hour just discussing the healing codes and your experiences around that?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to risk to ask, would you be willing to come back on and so that we could continue this to get more depth? Because this feels so rich in terms of what we can do to make a huge impact in our well-being and to have it happen simply. I'm thirsting for more.
I would love to. Absolutely love to.
Okay. Well, then let me formally extend an invitation that we would continue this next week to get into even more depth. So, because if I'm understanding, your own story of the healing codes, clients that you've been working with, that's extensive, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And
oh, yes. Let me just leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
This is my mission statement that I came up with in June 14th of 1996 when I was graduating from massage school.
Okay.
Here's my mission. To lighten the darkness of the world, I nurture and am nurtured. I give and I receive. I teach and I learn. I touch and I am touched. All that is me is us.
Hmm. That's lovely. Absolutely beautiful. I can tell some thought went into that.
That's what my mission is.
Yeah.
To help people, to help themselves, and to do it faster, better, more effective, easier, and just in the last year, I added fun.
Uh-huh.
Man is that they might have joy, and woman too.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There's nothing, if you're looking at the origination, the creation of the world, there was nothing there that says God labored hard to get it done.
No.
It was like easy as pie. It wasn't too worn out that had to rest at the end of 6 days because it was too big a task. It was a wonderful process of creation, and here we have an opportunity to learn more from you about using some wonderful techniques that are just literally at the cutting edge of a breakthrough in terms of understanding some things about the energy system and our physiology that have been present, I'm suspecting, since the first man walked the planet.
We came in with it.
Uh-huh.
We came in with it because that's who we are. We are energy. All matter is energy. And when we learn how to manage that energy more effectively, because we are taught, then we have a more vibrant life.
Mm.
And that's really all that we're all looking for.
Yes.
We want love and vitality and vibrancy in our life. And we can have it.
Absolutely. It is available. And one of the things that I invite you to do, my beloved listeners, before we tune in again next week, is to, of course, get in touch with lots of friends and neighbors to let them know to be sure to tune in. And they can go take a look at the www.thehealingcodes, that's plural, codes.com, or put in a call to Elaine Williams, our wonderful guest here today, at 702-636-0506, or email at elaine@momserve.com, and you can call if you're a dad or an uncle, too.
Absolutely.
That's right. So, well, I am just thrilled to get more in-depth knowledge of what you're doing and to have this shared on a widespread basis, especially, folks, about that. And I invite you to contemplate when you think about the weight issues, W-E-I-G-H-T, that we hear so much about, weight problem, to begin to look at it as a W-A-I-T issue or problem in terms of what have you been waiting for. And now we know that if we've been waiting for Elaine all this time, the wait is over. So...
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Elaine, I am just honored to have your wonderful energy sharing with the people that are the wonderful listeners that are so caring about their health and the health of others. I'm just so honored to put these kind of things forth for you, my beloved listeners. And Elaine, thank you for all that you've done in your life. You've been on a path that could have had you just feeling sorry for yourself and stuck, but you grabbed onto a truth that you can be the master of your life, and that all things that happen to you happen for a purpose, and that with God and your research that you found a way to create a beautiful life and are now sharing that with others.
Thank you.
You're
been my pleasure.
Well, we'll look forward to next week to going further into this healing code and learning more about the special way that you bring it forth in your coaching.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful week, Elaine, and my beloved listeners, a wonderful week to you. And we all pause in reverent gratitude for the goodness that is abounding from the creative spirit of God. Whatever you want to worship, that's one God that has created us all. We're all His children. And I just thank you and wish you a wonderful week, beloveds. And we'll be back in touch and talking with you soon. Bye-bye for now. Let go and let God, let myself lose, and let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God, set myself free, and let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God, cut myself loose, and let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God, set myself free, and let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.